Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast, number 1117. Our topic is mindset, and the title is How to Get Motivated to Work Out. Now, pretty much everybody who's listened to this podcast, you probably work out on a semi-regular basis, and we've all had the funny phenomenon of where we don't want to work out, we then work out, and then we're like, why didn't I want to work out? I always love working out after I work out. And then the next time we have to work out, we're like, oh crap, I don't want to work out. So we go through this cycle of we don't feel motivated to work out, we're struggling to work out, but once we do, we feel good, and then we're like, why don't I just always feel motivated? Why do I have to renew this motivation all the time? Now, there's a general reason, and then we're going to give some methods, but the general reason is our life is usually, for most people, you're already stressed. So you're stressed, you're on edge, you're tired, you know, we never usually have enough food in, we're usually tired, we usually have a million other things to do. There's stress on us. Working out is stress. Now, it's a stress that our body responds to in a positive ways, in the sense of losing body fat, building muscle, getting stronger, but it's still stress. A workout is stress to the body. A workout takes some degree of mental attention, and you might have no mental attention left to give. But that's typically why we struggle to get motivated to work out, even though we do it all the time, is because our body sees it as stress. It sees it as a challenge to comfort, and our body's designed to keep us comfortable. So in general, the reason why we feel it has nothing to do with lack of willpower, you know, oh, I'm not a motivated person, you know, there's something wrong with me, I'm mentally weak, blah, 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 blah. No, stop beating yourself up. That's absolutely false. Every human being on the planet doesn't want to add stress to themselves if they're already stressed. So if you have to renew motivation to work out on, you know, a weekly basis, seemingly a daily basis, just means you're a human being. There's nothing wrong with you. You are not weak. Absolutely in no way whatsoever is it a flaw of you in any way. Like, so release that, okay? Let go of that stuff. There's no need to feel guilty. There's no need to think there's something wrong with you. 100%, you're already stressed. Workouts are stress. Why would you want to add that on top of what you're already stressed about, okay? So, the fact, though, is we will need to motivate ourselves to work out. We know that. So if I know that it's stress, and I know that my natural response to stress is, hey, don't add more stress, good, because that's an appropriate natural response, how do I then still get myself to go do it? And that's what I want to cover today, is just some ideas, and there's not, you know, an amazing it's a list of good things that have helped a lot of people. There's no one-size-fits-all. There's no perfect program for motivation. Now, could you sit down and craft, you know, a program per person? Yes, you can, because I do that all the time. So I do create motivation programs, kind of like plans to be motivated, ways in which people can kind of get themselves to work out. So I do that all the time, but it looks different for everyone. So what I want to give is just some common categories that we look at, and then get you some, you know, some things to think through. You can maybe start to kind of create your own plan, something like that. So first thing we want to know is that struggling to be motivated to work out is normal. The second thing we want to know is, even though it's normal, we still have to do it. So even though it's stupid that we don't feel motivated to do something that's good for us, we still have to then get ourselves motivated to go do something that's good for us. So number one is have a plan. One of the main reasons why people struggle to feel motivated to go work out is if they don't know what they're going to do. Especially if this is not your career, this is not your job, this is not your thing. If you are, you know, busy running a household, you're busy running your company, you're busy running the company for the boss who thinks they're running the company. So you're busy doing a lot of other things. To then have to generate a workout out of the blue when you're already mentally exhausted and stressed and you don't even feel like working out, what the hell is the motivation to do that, right? So you have to have a plan. Having a plan, even if it's just like a general idea of what you want to go do. So if you're like, ah, it's squat day, I'm going to go do some squats. That's at least an intention. You have a plan for the day. If you're like, I don't know what I'm going to work on today, I think I'm just going to sit on the couch. That's typical. That's normal. That's how the brain works. So have a plan. That's going to help. Then within that plan, have goals that you are working towards. The reason why that helps is if you're needing extra motivation, what you'll notice is some of these things work sometimes, but none of these things work all the time. So maybe having a plan in general might motivate you someday, but then on another day, you're going to be like, yeah, I know I'm supposed to go and, you know, train legs, but crap, I'm tired. I don't really feel like doing that right now. So you won't want to go train legs just because even though you know what you're going to be doing, you just don't want to do it, right? So what we can do then is we can also have things to work towards in our training. So you're like, okay, I'm going to do legs. And today, my goal is to squat 225 for 6 reps. I wonder if I can do that. I've been training for it. I wonder if I can do it. So that gives you an extra incentive to go through and follow the plan and to go to the gym. So having goals you're working towards, maybe even like you're looking forward to like, okay, I'm working up to a 315-pound max deadlift. So I know if I miss my workout today, that's going to make me miss that goal. I'm going to miss that. Now, I just gave 2 strength examples, but your goal can be, you know, maybe fat loss. You're wanting to fit into a size 4 when you haven't been in a size 4 since you were in high school. Maybe you want to see what your abs look like. You've never had abs. So it'd be kind of cool to see those. Maybe you're trying to just look better in your clothes. There's any amount of goals that we can have. But if we don't go to the gym, we won't reach those goals. So have a plan. And then within that plan, have goals that you work towards. You can also look at other things where people will take pre-workouts. Now, there are caffeine-based pre-workouts, and then there are focus-based pre-workouts. This is going to make me sound old, which I'm not old. I'm only 37 years old. But I'm old enough to know that at a certain degree of being an adult, caffeine doesn't seem to really do anything. it's false hope. It's false, like, support for shit that we have to do anyhow. So I have to go to work anyhow, so let me drink a cup of coffee and go to work. If I have to go to work anyhow, let me drink this energy drink and still go to work anyhow. It's just something that we believe will help us. Maybe it's a placebo effect, maybe it does nothing, but it just makes us feel good. But caffeine eventually doesn't do jack shit as you get older because you're just stressed and tired and you're worn out and nothing will save you. But caffeine is something, especially when you're younger, that can work. So I remember being in college and, you know, taking enough caffeine to kill a horse and then I'd come into the gym and destroy workouts and feel amazing. So caffeine can help, even if it's just a placebo effect to where you're like, okay, I take the caffeine, I then do the workout. This is what I do. So that's okay. But caffeine can be something, whether it's a pre-workout or just a cup of coffee or an energy drink or something like that. You can also do pre-workouts that help with focus. Now, that's not going to necessarily make you motivated, except for the fact that if you took the pre-workout and now you know, okay, this is what I do and now I go work out. If I take this pre-workout and I don't work out, I kind of just wasted the money. So that could be a motivation just by simply taking the thing and then going, oh crap, I'm supposed to work out after I take the thing. Another one we look at are songs. A lot of people can be motivated by music. You might think to yourself, is okay, you know, I don't really feel like working out, but every time, you know, if I get into a habit where when I drive to the gym, I listen to this song or this type of music or this certain thing, that's going to get me motivated. So maybe after work, you get in the car, you start playing your gym music, and that way you drive right to the gym, not drive right past the gym and go home. So maybe you have some aggressive music like Rage Against the Machine, you know, things like that, Metallica, whatever else people listen to. Maybe you just like happy music because your job sucks and you hate everyone. So you want some happy music. And you can listen to happy music on the way to the gym. But it gets you in a better mindset. Maybe you're a techno person. You put on some techno beats and all of a sudden you're driving 90 miles an hour to the gym. But you just put on some music, you get yourself in the right mental space, and that can help you get motivated. Videos help a lot. There are videos on YouTube you can watch. There's one by I think his name is Eric Thomas, and it's titled How Bad Do You Want It? And it's a really awesome motivational video and speech. And it talks about wanting your goals, wanting it as bad as you want to breathe. And it's really insanely motivation. I really like that one. And there are tons of motivational speeches on YouTube. You can just go on and type in like motivational speech. And you'll hear a bunch of motivational speeches. You'll hear or see some videos of people like overcoming challenges and struggles. So that can be very motivating. I've actually used those a lot when I was struggling When I first opened the gym, I was training people 50 hours in person a week. So face-to-face, every minute of the hour, was standing there face-to-face, either talking to them, watching them move, or them talking to me for 50 hours a week. I then wrote their training and nutrition programs for every single one of those clients. I cleaned the gym, did the finances of the gym, tried to work out myself. It was insane. Probably easily 70, 80 hours a week, and that's not an exaggeration at all. I actually slept on the floor in my office more nights a week than I went to actually home to my apartment because I only had 4 hours. It was pointless to drive home. So those were times when I really was struggling to motivate myself to work out because I was so damn tired all the time. So I was pulling out all the stops. I was taking caffeine even though it didn't do anything. I was listening to music. I was watching videos. There was ESPN's E60 series was a really cool video series where it talked about people who overcame challenges and how they were still successful and had positive mindsets. And at that time for me, growing my business was a challenge. What I thought was my dream had kind of felt more like a nightmare, and I really needed to get myself motivated in those times, so I was trying everything and anything. So videos can really help a lot. Also, we can use accountability partners, and that can be a physical person, maybe a friend that you go and meet at the gym, or there's just a kind of a crew that's at the gym every time you go, and you don't want to let them down, you don't want to miss them, you don't want them to think, you know, badly of you, which of course they don't care, but we create that storyline so we feel more motivated to go. But that can be something we use. If you don't have an accountability partner, you can actually just use social media. A lot of people nowadays post their lifts and exercises on social media. Even if there's really no one, like they're not selling a product, they're not a personal trainer in any way, they're just saying, you know, hey, I squatted 315 for 5 today. And friends and family can be like, that's awesome. But that's something you can do to motivate yourself, is maybe by you posting videos, you motivate someone you care about and know to exercise as well. Also, it just helps where, okay, if I don't post for a week, maybe they're going to start to say, I wonder what's going on. And maybe they'll reach out and say, hey, are you okay? I haven't seen any videos for a week. So even just posting something to anyone, just posting something to a social media account, can be a form of accountability. Then what we want to look at is some more like kind of mindset things. Is one of the ways I've used for clients that's been pretty successful is to give them a blank index card. And I want them to list their whys. The phrase, what's your why, or start with why, are related to books. Very, very, very good books, by the way. But it's why. Why do I want to go work out? And you can say, oh, I want to be healthier. But why do you want to be healthier? Okay, I have some young kids, and I would love to see them graduate high school. I'd love to see them graduate college. I'd love to see them get married. I would love to see grandkids. Like, get deep, you know, really dig deep into it. What's your why? Okay, I wanna have 6-pack abs, but why? Well, I've never been proud of my body. I've never been proud of the way I looked. I would like to, at some point in time in my life, look in the mirror and be happy. I'd love to someday in my life look in the mirror and not say negative things about myself. If you dig deeper, you're going to hit on some nerves, hit on some emotions. That's going to overcome that feeling of not wanting to work out. If you say, oh, I want to work out. Why? Well, I just want to be healthy. Well, I don't care about being healthy today. But if you'd say, okay, I want to work out. Why? Because I would love to walk my daughter down the aisle. I would love to see my son get married. I would love to see grandkids. Well, that's going to be a little more motivating, right? It's harder to say, I don't care about that today. Oof, that doesn't even feel right to say that. So you're going to get your butt in the gym. So listing your whys on an index card. I would then have them put the index card either in their wallet, their purse. One client taped it to the visor of his truck. So he would flip the visor down and he would read through his whys before he came in the gym. And that would help him stay motivated, stay focused in the gym. He wouldn't, you know, half-ass it. He wouldn't get too busy talking. He would come in fired up and ready to go. So writing down your reasons and then looking at those. When you say, I don't feel like working out today, pull out that card. Immediately pull out that card. That statement is a sign, a trigger, that's a call to action to get that card out. And so, okay, if I don't work out today, this is what I'm giving up. I'm giving up looking in the mirror and being proud of myself. Ooh, I wouldn't want to do that. You're going to give that up just because you want to go sit on the couch for 5 minutes? You're going to get home and there's going to be some stupid crap you have to do at home anyhow. It's not like if we skip our workout, we get to just, you know, live in the lap of luxury for an hour. No, you're going to fill that hour with some other stupid crap you don't want to do either. You're going to go home, the dogs need to get fed, dinner needs made, laundry's got to be done, some other stupid, you know, thing is going to be done at the house. The time that you would save by not working out still gets filled with shit you don't want to do. That's just life. So why not still use that time for something that benefits you, then still have to do all that other shit later? But at least get something for yourself that day. At least get a step closer to your whys. So, if you're struggling for motivation, write down why you would work out. Why do you want to work out? And then read that. And then be pissed off at yourself if you're willing to give that up. Okay? Another thing we look through is, I've talked with clients about just make the choice once. Saying, okay, well, I decided not to work out today. What the hell are you talking about? You decide one time whether you want to work out. Now, what do I mean by that? It kind of ties into another statement of who do I want to be? I was talking with a client recently and we were talking about the struggle to work out and how just some days they don't feel like working out. And I said, you do a lot of things that you probably don't feel like doing, but you know are good for you and you just do them anyhow. So I was talking with her and I was saying, you're a good mother. You do things for your kids every day that maybe you just don't feel like doing, but you want to be a good mother. So this is what good mothers do. You want to be a good wife. And there might be times when you want to smack your husband upside the head, but you decide not to be. You decide to listen, be compassionate, be caring, be kind, and be helpful. Because that's what you want to be. You want to be a good wife. And husbands, for the love of God, you better do the same thing. So we want to be good spouses. We want to be good to the people who love us. We want to love them back. And often that means that we have to interact in a way or do things in a way that aren't necessarily our first choice. They're not the selfish things that we naturally want to do. So who do you want to be? You want to be a good spouse. You want to be a good parent. You want to be a good friend. You want to be good at your job. So you do the actions that are tied in with who that is. You know, a good spouse is supportive. So you do supportive things. A good worker gets crap done on time. They don't make up excuses. They get shit done. So you don't make excuses and you get shit done. Who do you want to be? And then, what actions does that person do? Who I want to be might be the person who's 30 pounds lighter. I want to lose 30 pounds of fat. Maybe that's your goal. I want to lose 30 pounds of fat. Well, what does a person who wants to lose 30 pounds of fat do? They get their ass to the gym. If they can't get to the gym, they at least do a workout at home. If they can't do a workout at home, they better have broken legs. And if they have broken legs, they better do push-ups. You find a damn way. Because a person who wants to lose 30 pounds does that. A person who wants to get stronger, they get their ass in the gym. If they can't get to the gym, maybe they work on flexibility, mobility work. Maybe they do some bodyweight pull-ups, push-ups, maybe bodyweight crunches, squats, whatever. They move. Maybe if you can't move, they'll watch a video on technique of a lift. Maybe they'll watch a video on nutrition education. They're still going to invest some effort on that day to become better. Because that's what those people do. So, when I said you make the choice once, you make the choice of who you want to be. And then you do what that person does. That's the time you made the choice. It's like, okay, I want to be the person who works out 4 out of 7 days a week. No excuses. If I can't go to the gym, I'm just going to do some bodyweight squats, do something at home with anything I have. It doesn't even matter. But 4 out of 7 days a week, I am going to work out because that is the type of person I want to be. I'm making that choice today to become that person. So if I don't feel like working out 2 Tuesdays from now, who gives a shit? I'm not making the choice 2 Tuesdays from now. I'm making the choice today when I decide to be this person. So then, 2 Tuesdays from now, whenever you're like, man, I don't feel like working out, you say, oh, well, I'm going to work out anyhow because that's who I am. Who do you want to be? Make that choice and then do what that person does. So, if you're struggling to get motivated to work out, first of all, recognize there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. That's very normal. You're stressed as hell. Workouts are added stress. No one wants to add stress when they're already stressed. So it's totally normal, totally okay to feel like you don't want to work out. But you got to work out anyhow. How do you get yourself to work out anyhow? Is have a plan. Have goals that you're working towards within that plan. Use caffeine or pre-workout if you want and if you find them beneficial. Listen to good music. Watch a video. Have accountability partner, or at least a social media account you can post to. List all of the reasons why you want to work out, and not the superficial shit. Get to the real stuff. Get deep into the emotions. And then say, who do I want to be? You make the choice once to do what that type of person does. And since you've already made that choice, you're going to make the choice today to work out. I hope that these help. I hope that they give you some ideas. If you do want any help or you need any help kind of creating like a structure around this, of course, I'm always happy to help. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. This is part of what I do all the time for everybody. So I love it, love it, love it, love it. Now, if you need anything at all, whether it's nutrition programming, training programming, you know, mindset stuff like to help with motivations, help with kind of living your best life, being accountable, all that stuff, dealing with being overwhelmed, whatever. If there's anything I can help with, I'm always here to help. If you're looking for help, you found it, brutalirongym@gmail.com, me, I will help you. But I hope that even through the podcast, there's always things you can listen to and find in these podcasts that you can help yourself, okay? That's my truest goal of this is just to help everyone help themselves. But if you want some support along the way, we're always here. Awesome. Well, if you like today's podcast or the podcast in general, please share the podcast. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help. So I sincerely appreciate it if you were to share the podcast on social media, you know, text message, email, anything at all. Do not underestimate the impact of one single act that can make or break a big change in someone else's life. I hope in some way this podcast has been helpful in your life. Let other people get that help as well. So please consider sharing the podcast. It's very impactful. Thank you if you do. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform and through the podcast donation link accessible through the link on our Instagram homepage. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year, so we really appreciate the financial help. It's only through the help of the patrons that we're able to provide this podcast to hundreds of people every single day. So thank you. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.